Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. رضي الله عنهم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are back once again with a new episode of our program Miraculous Events of Sahaba. Insha'Allah Zawajal, in today's episode, we will talk about certain miraculous events of a Sahabi of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and enlighten our hearts with his mention, Insha'Allah Zawajal. But before we do that, let's enlighten our hearts with listening to a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in relation to the excellence of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And again, dear viewers, this is such a beautiful hadith where the action is very small, but the reward is immense. Subhanallah. This is also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is how much He loves His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that for us to send salawat upon Him in small number, in small quantity, has great rewards for us. Subhanallah. This is His never-ending mercy. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he states that whoever recites salat upon me 3 times in a day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Almighty to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. So we should also make this our habit, dear viewers, that we also send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we'll start our formal discussion today inshallah, where we'll start talking about the miracles, the miraculous events manifested by different sahaba. In our last episode, we covered different types of miraculous events. Sahaba, as we spoke about in our last episode at great length, that they are the highest leveled awliya of this ummah. Sahaba ikram Ali Muridwan, their eminence is immense. And today we will start our discussion by the mention of none other than the individual, the personality who is the most superior after the prophets, who is the most elite after the prophets, Abdul Bashar Ba'd al Anbiya, none other than our master, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, dear viewers, his eminence, his grandeur is immense. He radiallahu an is Abdul Bashar Ba'd al Anbiya, alayhi salam. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an, he's also most superior amongst all the companions, as even within companions we have certain division in terms of ranks and superiority. So we have Ashara Mubashara. Amongst Ashara Mubashara, we have Khulafa Rashideen. Amongst Khulafa Rashideen, we have Shaykhain Kareemain. And amongst them, we have Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah. So this division, subhanAllah, is there for us as there are different ranks amongst the companions of the Prophet as well. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, his rank is second to none. It is unmatched, as he is the most elite companion amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He is Abdul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya. And he radiallahu an is also dearest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So first miraculous event of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an, inshallah, we'll talk about is the blessing that was manifested through him in the food. Subhanallah. This is great miraculous event which his son Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhumah, he narrates. He says that once 3 guests came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhumah, he brought them home. And after bringing those 3 guests home, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he went in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself and stayed there until quite late, to the extent that he radiyallahu anhu also ate his dinner at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. Now, after very late in night, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he comes back home. Now, after he comes back home, his honorable wife, she says to him, that where did you go after bringing guests home? Now, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu, he asks her that, did you not feed her? Have they not been fed yet? Now, his honorable wife, she says that, I did present food to them, but they refused to eat because of the host not being present at home. Now, the son, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, he was at home when food was presented to the guests. So, the honorable wife says that they refused to eat because of the absence of the host. Now, upon this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu became a bit angry on his son, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiyallahu anhu. After his anger was removed, he went to his guests, he sat with them, and then he had meal with them, to the extent that they all ate to their fill. Now the guests, they say that whenever we would take some amount of food from the dishes that were before us, whenever we would pick up any morsel from it, now right where we would pick it up from, food from underneath it would appear again right at that very spot from where we picked up the food. Subhanallah. And they said that after we finished eating, rather than the food getting less in quantity, it increased in quantity. Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu, he surprisingly asked his honorable wife that, what is this? That food seems to be a bit more in the dishes than it was when it was served. To which the honorable wife, she took an oath and she said that, yes, the food has increased threefold than before. Then he radiyallahu anhu, he picked up that food and took it in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It is stated that in the morning, unexpectedly, a caravan of guests came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and that caravan consisted of 12 chiefs of 12 tribes, and every single one of them also had several horse riders with them as well. So it is said that all the 12 chiefs, they ate the same food, and all the horsemen who also came with them, they also ate the same food to their fill, and the food did not decrease in quantity in the dishes in which it was served to them. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, this was one of the saintly miracles, one of the miraculous events of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu that was manifested by him, that the guests that he brought home, the food that was served to them, after they finished eating, then rather than it decreasing in quantity, it increased in quantity even more than what was present in the dishes before it was served. Subhanallah. And not only that, the very next day, 12 chiefs of different tribes, as well as the horse riders, they also ate from the same food, and the food did not lessen in quantity. Subhanallah. So this is something that was manifested by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Another miraculous event, dear viewers, that was manifested by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu anhuma, who says that on his deathbed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he called Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, and he is giving her his will. He is bequeathing his will to Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, saying that, O my beloved daughter, whatever wealth I have up until now, now it has become of my heirs. And amongst my offspring, amongst my children, are your two brothers, Abdul Rahman and Muhammad, and your two sisters. Therefore, after my passing, distribute my wealth amongst yourselves according to the commandment of the Quran. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he's mentioning his beloved daughter Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha regarding the distribution of wealth amongst older brothers and sisters. So he says that two of your brothers and two of your sisters. They are the rightful heirs of my wealth, what I'm leaving now. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, he also instructs to distribute the entire wealth, the entire inheritance amongst all the brothers and sisters in the light of the commandments of Quran. Now, listening to this, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said that, "Oh, my father, I have only one sister, Asma radiallahu anha." Right? Who's my second sister? Remember, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said that two of your brothers and two of your sisters, totaling three daughters of his own, he mentioned, whereas up until now, there were only two daughters, Amma Aisha radiallahu anha herself and Sayyidatuna Asma radiallahu anha, the second daughter. So, she radiallahu anha surprisingly asked him that, "Oh, my beloved father, I have only one sister. Who's the second sister of mine?" So, he radiallahu anhu replied that my wife, Binti Kharija, who's pregnant right now in her womb, is a girl who is your second sister. Therefore, it is narrated that this is exactly what came to pass. And a girl was born whose name was kept as Umme Kulsum. So, this is the event that took place, right? Now, in the commentary of this hadith, it is stated that the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, two of his miraculous events have been proven from this very account. Two karamat of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu have been proven from this account. Number one, he radiallahu anhu, he came to know that his time of passing from this world has come and he would pass away in this very illness. That's why he mentioned that all my wealth has become of my heirs now. It has become their inheritance. He knew of the time of his passing. And secondly, he came to know that the child who was in the womb of his wife, he came to know that whether the child is a boy or a girl. Subhanallah. So these are the two karamat, two miraculous events that were manifested by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu at this very occasion. Having said that, dear viewers, we need to understand one thing over here, which is again very important, that in this miraculous event of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he mentioned about being aware of who's in the womb of his wife, a girl or a boy. Now, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Luqman, in verse number 34, Allah Almighty states, "He knows what is in the wombs." Now we need to understand what this actually means. It is saying that Allah knows what is in the wombs of the mothers, whether it is a boy or a girl, only Allah knows that, no doubt at all. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah Almighty is the knower of everything. But this refers to His independent, His personal knowledge regarding everything. And it is depicting the fact over here that no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has independent or personal knowledge to find out that who is the child in the womb of the mother. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this knowledge to someone with the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can come to know who the child is, what is the gender of the child. Now, Allah Almighty alone has personal, independent knowledge of the judgment day, when it will rain, what is inside the womb, what a person will do tomorrow, and where he will die. With the bestowal of Allah Almighty, the blessed prophets were granted this knowledge as a prophetic miracle, as a mu'jaza. And the noble saints, rahimahumullah, were granted it as a saintly miracle, as a karamat. This is proven from Quran and Sunnah. Therefore, this verse means that if Allah Almighty does not impart this knowledge, then none in creation can attain it. To take the meaning to be that no one knows these things, even with the bestowal of Allah Almighty, is completely incorrect and in opposition to a plethora of verses, hadith, and reports of our pious predecessors. So dear viewers, this verse is absolutely haqq, is absolutely true. There's no doubt about it. But it refers to the independent, to the personal knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the knowledge which the prophets they have, the knowledge which the awliya kiram they have, the knowledge that the sahaba kiram they have, it is by the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is absolutely incorrect and baseless to have this notion, to have this belief that no one can have hidden knowledge even by the bestowal of Allah Almighty. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow knowledge to whomsoever He wishes and as much as He wishes, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing so. And there are several proofs that we find in the Quran and in Hadith and in the reports of our pious predecessors which prove this very fact. So when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he mentioned over here the gender of the child in the womb of the mother, this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed this very knowledge upon Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So this saintly miracle, this miraculous event of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is not at all in any kind of contradiction with this very verse of Surah Luqman, where it is stated that He, i.e. Allah, knows what is in the wombs. In fact, it is in absolute accordance with the teachings of Islam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows knowledge or many other blessings to whomsoever He wills and as much as He wills. So this very miraculous event, or this very karamat, this very knowledge that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had, was bestowed knowledge upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limitless, is independent, is personal, has been since ever and will remain forever, and it cannot be perished. Whereas the knowledge of the creation, the knowledge of creation has not been since ever, will not remain forever. And it is not that it cannot be perished, and it is not that they attained it independently and personally. So there's a very big difference between the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the knowledge of creation. The knowledge of Allah has been since ever, will remain forever, can never be perished, and is personal, is independent, which is not the case with the creation's knowledge. So there's a very big difference, and we should not confuse ourselves between the two. So this was the miraculous event of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which was manifested through this very statement of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where he mentioned his beloved daughter, our mother, the mother of the faithful, Amma Aisha radiallahu anha, where he mentioned the gender of the child in the womb of his wife. Another miraculous event of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is manifested through one of the expeditions that took place during his caliphate, where he radiallahu anhu, he sent an army for an expedition, and Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu was the commander-in-chief of the army. Now, when the Muslim army, they left for the expedition, and they reached the fortress of the enemy, they laid a siege. The number of the Muslim army as compared to the enemy was nothing. The enemy, they were way greater in number as compared to the army of the Muslims. But it is stated that when the Muslim army, they laid a siege, when they rose the slogan of Kalma Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time, such a great earthquake that occurred in the fortress of the enemy, that the entire fortress that was demolished, and that helped greatly, that helped the Muslim army greatly to overcome and dominate the enemy and win that very battle. And undoubtedly, this was a saintly miracle, a miraculous event of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, because he radiallahu anhu is the one who, with his own blessed hands, he gave the flag to the Muslim army before he saw this army off for this very expedition. And he radiallahu anhu also gave them the glad tiding of, before they even reached the place of the enemy, the battlefield, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had given them the glad tiding of victory. So no doubt it was the blessings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So dear viewers, these were a few miraculous events of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu that we've covered in today's episode. Insha'Allah, in our next episode, we'll talk about more miraculous events that were manifested by the first caliph of Islam, our master, our leader, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and enlighten our hearts further with his mention. So stay tuned into Madani channel and join us back in our next episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu anhum.